Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Hey everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissaburt.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. Hey everybody, it is Clarissa and you are back in the limelight with yet another extraordinary guest today. I can't wait to reveal who it is and how we met, because it is really kind of like the story of a lifetime, or as I'd like to call it, killing two birds with one stone. But having said that, I do want you to go ahead and remember to like and share and trust and do all that lovely stuff that you're supposed to be doing by giving us a little bit of love over here in the limelight. We work very hard to bring some really great content to you. And remember that we've got the new magazine that came out. This little marker is for the last interview I did. The new magazine is out in the limelight. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. My friends, the Lamborghinis, are on this time, and you're going to want to head over to inthelimelightmedia.com to take a look under the magazine section so that you can read through. There are some great, great entrepreneurial efforts in there. People are writing great articles, and then, of course, every interview that I do gets transcribed into an article. So I think we're bringing you some really, really great information that you as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs really need to know. So the last interview that I just did was about everything websites and social media and SEO and Google finding you. But marketing is probably the lifeline. It is the lifeblood of our businesses, and we'd be nothing without it. So without further ado, I would like to bring in what I am now affectionately calling my cousin, even though I've never met the man in my life, but somehow, I don't know how, How the heck, Tim Burt, did we meet? Hello, welcome to the show.
What's up, cousin, my Italian supermodel cousin? You know how we met is you sent me an invite on Facebook and you said, the last name Burt, we've got to be related.
There aren't too many Burt people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
Tim Burt. Okay. Burt is already a very difficult last name to come across. It's not an everyday last name.
Right.
Then you're on the, I think you started out on the East Coast as we did. We came through the Philadelphia port. My branch came through the Philadelphia port and you were in media and kind of over on that side. Didn't you all come through another state first before you wound up in God's white country now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't hang out on Ancestry.com or 23andMe. No. I don't know. That's not my thing. No, but you sent me a Facebook request and you said last name Bert. And then I looked at your thing and it said Italian supermodel. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Time out. There is no way in hell I am related to an Italian.
This girl. But
now I am. So whether you like it or not, I'm just going to call you my cousin.
We are. We are now officially cousins, like it or not. I'm loving the idea because I've taken a look at, your life long, amazing biography. I mean, you've got some really great work. I think 35 years you were in radio. Great part of those years at CBS. And by the way, we just decided to do this last night. So apart from what I did know, I did a little bit of research and you've just been in the industry for a very long time. You left in 2017 with a very cute picture saying last day CBS. Yeah. Then you left and you struck out on your own to start up your own business in marketing and everything marketing. So I want to take a deep dive into that because solopreneurs and entrepreneurs for the most part, really, I have a little bit of a struggle with it. I'm not going to lie. I can use some help. And so let me just start by asking a couple of questions.
And then we'll get
into your book and all the events that you're doing and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What do you think it is that entrepreneurs are, where are they missing the mark? In other words, what advice would you give them for starting out? If they're just starting out about marketing because I don't know where to go. I'm lost.
Yeah. Marketing is hard. And anybody that you see on Facebook or any of these other social platforms that say, copy my swipe files. Well, that worked for them.
Right.
And it may not work for you. And one of the things when it comes to marketing is I always say, you talk to these business owners and I go, I need it to work. And I go, wait a minute, full stop. What is your definition of the word work? What does that mean generating as much money as you have predetermined in your head? Or just more than you have now, what is that is a very ambiguous term. And I think a lot of people just kind of throw that around.
Right.
Don't really give it a lot of thought. But the one thing I would say to any entrepreneur starting out is don't follow the big boys. By that, I mean, you cannot look at the Googles, the Apples, the Samsungs, the Coca-Colas, the GEs. You cannot look at them and go, well, they're doing it. They're spending all this money on advertising and Super Bowl ads and stuff. And that's got to be right. No, it's good for them. It may not be good for you. And this is where we really start getting down into the core of the brand. What is your brand? And a lot of people think they have a brand and they kind of don't. They just have a hobby with business cards, as Mark Cuban likes to say.
Business cards. That's great. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
So the big mistakes that entrepreneurs and small businesses make in their marketing, what's the one that just screams out at you every time? You're like, no, everybody's doing this and you so don't do that.
Yeah. It's what we call multiple calls to action. In other words, giving a phone number and a website and your address and your social platforms and your mailing address, all of these things. You as an entrepreneur, if you really want to be successful, you give the audience one way to contact you. That's it. What you pick the one way that do you want emails? Fine. Phone number, whatever it is, I don't care. But you have to determine the one way that you want people to get hold of you because otherwise they're going to go, oh, well, maybe I'll send you a DM on Twitter or something. No.
Yeah.
Tell them what you want them to do.
It gets lost.
Yeah.
It gets lost. Wow. Okay. That's a new one to me. Okay.
It's very easy. Well, it's very easy when you have a website and you can say, yeah, click here for more information and here's my phone number and all of this other stuff. That's fine on a website. Okay. I mean, I don't promote that. I don't encourage that, but it's okay. But if you are running, let's say, paid ads on Facebook or radio or television or wherever, I don't care where, a billboard. Billboard's a great example. Average person spends 2.5 seconds looking at a billboard. Okay. You're not going to, are you going to put up, here's our website and here's our address and here's our phone number? No. 1-800 blank. You know, it's that, it really is that simple.
That simple.
Yeah.
All right. Well, because I don't know. I mean, when I say, hey, everybody, and you can find me everywhere on social, is that the wrong thing to do? Okay. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn.
Well, that, should I not be doing that? As long as you say, search for Clarissa Burt on any of the social, all the major social platforms.
Uh-huh.
If you said that, you'd be fine. Because people know, or search In the Limelight on all the social major socials.
Right.
Then you're, then, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Wow. This is amazing because there's so much here I didn't know. And I'm just, you know, this is great. Okay. So I won't do that anymore. Okay. So everything I'm doing is wrong, everybody. We need to, wait, hello? Team? People that work for me that... No, I would do this all by myself. That's the point.
Well, that's what we all do too. I mean, entrepreneurs, yeah, exactly. You know what an entrepreneur really is? It's a person who would do their own brain surgery if they could stay awake. Because we all want to do everything ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
I get it.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a control freak, and I really do believe that every time they say, you gotta hand it off and stop micromanaging. And every time I hand it off, honestly, it just doesn't get done right. But that's the control freak in me, I suppose.
Totally understand.
Tim Burt, what can an entrepreneur do to elevate their brand?
Write a book.
Yeah.
Write a book.
Right.
Well, I don't care if it's 50 pages, 100 pages. Everything changed for me when I wrote my first book back in 2018.
Right.
And
let's talk about that too.
Well, and you hear all of these people saying, oh, there's all these book writing courses and stuff. And I bought one from Brian Tracy and it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. But really, when people say, oh, yeah, you got a book. My favorite response to that is, oh, where can I buy yours?
Right. Oh, nice. Okay. So you know? I know you wanted to talk about a kick in the ads. So here it is. I'm going to, Oh, you did that already. So let me get.
Oh, you can do that too.
It was much better when you did that. I didn't realize you were going to do. Okay. Fantastic. A kick in the ads. That's awesome. And where can people find that? Amazon? Your website?
It is on Amazon. You can also get it on my website, marketanything.co/shop. marketanything.co, not .com, .co/shop. And if you're in the United States and you buy one of these guys, I will send it and sign it and mail it to you for free. So there you go.
I gotta get one of those. Okay. I'm going to get one of those.
Of course you're getting one of those.
That's so fun. But you have three books. That's the last.
This is the third book. The first one is the one I won an award for in Toronto last year. Called High Performing Ads. And it was my first foray into books. And it was kind of a, you know, after spending 25 years in radio and a lot of those years with CBS, 16 of those with CBS, trust me, there was a lot of stuff I wanted to say that I couldn't say, and it just kind of, bleh, you know, got it all out. But it really is a pretty raw behind the scenes look at buying advertising, creating your own ads, about marketing, my story. I mean, it's all in there. It's in the first book. It's called High Performing Ads. The second book is called Inside a Buyer's Mind. And that's it gets a little heavy with some of the psychological stuff. I talk about the triggers that make people want to buy or not buy from you, or what are you saying that's driving people away? And then this one's very unique because it's not very thick, to be fair, but every page is one of my principles. So there's over 60 of my principles in here that I use on every commercial that I still do to this day. I still do about over 300 ads a year. And I guarantee you on every one of them, I use some stuff that's in this book.
That's amazing.
This book.
That's a lot of work.
Right here.
That's a lot of work, Tim. Yeah. I do want to tell you, though, you give good voice.
Thank you.
Very good voice.
Thank you.
You are definitely a radio guy because you have, you know, you could tell. And you did a great interview. I did watch the interview with Bob Sercosta, which was great. So that's a lot of fun. Talk about the story behind the story behind the story. That if anybody hasn't seen that, you can find it on YouTube and just look for Tim Burt, I'm sure, or Tim Burt Media, I guess, on YouTube.
Yep.
And go look, take a look at the Bob Sercosta, the guy that started up HSN, Home Shopping Network, and how that all came to be. I've met the man a few times. He's a fascinating gentleman. And
crazy story.
Yeah, just crazy, but fun, but really, really fun.
Oh, yeah.
And how a mistake, an absolute mistake, turned into a $1 trillion global industry is
unreal.
Mind-boggling. Okay, what's the one thing every entrepreneur must have to achieve their success level of the highest level of success? I'm reading your questions, but
you want to try that again?
Anyway, I mean, I would have known what that. I just want to make sure I'm asking you what you want me to ask.
Here's a pro tip. There's a thing called editing on the fly. No, anyway, the one thing that I don't care who you are, and what title you hold. If you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, or whatever, a CEO, I don't care. The one thing that you have to have is a coach. And I have multiple coaches. Anthony, do you know Anthony?
Really?
Oh yeah, Anthony Hopkins. You know Anthony Hopkins, Silence of the Lambs? You know,
Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, her name was Clarice and not Clarissa, because I get that all the time.
No, Clarice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Clarissa, like, so, no. I hated that. I could never go back and watch that movie ever again. Her name was Clarice.
Right.
My Clarissa. It's a whole different name. Thank you.
One vowel off. But Anthony Hopkins has 7 coaches. And you would think a guy like that, why would he need a coach? No, he's got a dialect coach. He's got an acting coach. He's stage coach. Anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care what coach you get. Make sure they're a good one. Vet them out. But have coaches. Right. Professional athletes all have coaches.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's the one thing I would say. Find a good one and take their advice and implement it.
Okay. Last question, and then I get to start asking my own. Yes. What do you tell entrepreneurs who are looking for free marketing advice online?
Be careful. There's a lot of really bad advice out there. It does come down to trust.
What are you seeing out there that really boils your blood? What is it? You know, is it the used car salesman kind of approach? Because I see it still.
Oh,
you know, exactly. and there's this cookie cutter way of doing things still. The approach is so salesman-y. It's so used car salesman-y. It's almost scary.
Well, let's rewind the clock here. Let's go back 35 years. If you were, and you wanted to be a model, and let's say we had all of the tools that we have now,
right?
And you went on YouTube and you found somebody how to be a supermodel. And if they said, well, I've never walked the runway, but I know you got to do, okay, would you take that advice from that person? No. You know what I mean? There's a very strict vetting process that I think before you give any money or any time to anybody, you really need to find out who these people are. What's their background? Are they just talking the talk, or have they walked the walk too?
Right.
Really be careful. There's a lot of great coaches. There's a lot of great people dispensing marketing advice, and there's a lot of really bad ones too.
Right.
And the sad thing is the internet has kind of leveled the playing field. Mm-hmm. Where the bad ones, they'll get called out pretty quickly. I'm not going to mention any names, Jay Shetty. However, I will say that the really good ones, they're the ones you're
going to see over and over. I just disowned you. You are no longer part of the family. You're not my cousin anymore. I don't know who Jay Shetty is, so it doesn't really matter. That's okay.
Just look him up.
All right. Okay, I will.
Yeah. Anyway.
I wanted everybody, you know, while we're taking a look, and I have it on the ticker below, to take a look at timburtmedia.com. But there's also Speaker Tim, where there's a really great video. I love this thing you were doing up in Canada. But so you're doing a lot of speaking as well. Let's get into that a second. I know that you're going to be speaking at events coming up. It's the Guinness Book of World Records Author and Entrepreneurial Awards. How cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going for a Guinness Book of World Records record. Of the most authors signing a book at the same time that are all actually in the book.
That is so neat.
So, you know, it's one of those things.
It's in Toronto, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, it's in Toronto. It's in February. And it's one of those things, like, even if you were the last guy on the roster on a football team that won the Super Bowl, they can never take that away from you. I won a Super Bowl. Did you play? No, but I won. So it's you know, Guinness Book of World Records title holder.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll take it.
Right.
You know? Just add that to the list.
That is really neat. That comes up on February 15th. Is that open to everyone? I mean, can anyone come, or is it sort of a closed event?
No, it's open. Tickets are available. There's a link. Actually, I think I have a link on marketanything.co right on the front page. And if you're in Toronto or the Mississauga area, you can buy those tickets and come on and join the party.
And you're going to be giving a nice little free gift to my listeners today, which is so nice of you.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Yeah, I'll give you a free digital download of my first book, my award-winning book called High Performing Ads. And I will put that on timburtmedia.com. The link is down below. You'll see, or the website's down below. But I'll give it to, it's at timburtmedia.com/bonus. Okay, right. So you want to go to timburtmedia.com/bonus. It is a hidden page on my site. You cannot find that on the nav bar or anything. You have to go directly, type that into your browser, timburtmedia.com/bonus. And I'll give you a free copy of my first book, my award-winning.
Are you playing hard to get again?
Always. For you.
My kind cousin, anything that you could, any parting words for my listeners today? I mean, the information has been phenomenal. I'd like to be able to, you know, continue offline with you a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
If you don't mind. But let me ask you this, because this is something I really do love. And it's always interesting, the answers that I get from this question. And sure. That is, what was your proudest entrepreneurial moment? You've probably had many, and it's probably hard to choose just one.
Wow.
The one where you went, this is my crowning moment.
Tim Burt Media, I've had this for going on 21 years now. I actually started this as a side business when I was still in radio. And just the places that I've been and the people that I've met and the stages I've talked on. Right. You couldn't write this down. If you wrote this down and turned it into a script and gave it to an agent in Hollywood, they would laugh you out of the room.
Right.
I've been to, last year, about this time, I spoke in Pakistan, been to South Africa twice, Mozambique twice, presidential campaign in Ghana. That might be the one that I'm most proud of.
Right.
I wrote a series of ads for a presidential campaign in Ghana in 2016, and they went from 12th to 3rd. In only their second election.
That's exciting.
We didn't win. Okay. And that's okay. But yeah. The fact that they went from the bottom to, I mean, like we got to start looking at these guys' status. I don't think people, you hear people talking and ranting about politics on social media. 99.9% of these people have no clue what they're talking about. You have no idea what it's like to convince someone to change their vote. What has to go into that process? It's unbelievable. That was the most fun. I will tell you that.
What's the best business advice you ever received from somebody?
Oof. Best business. My friend Mindy in Kansas City, colleague, she got 30 million views on one post on Facebook without paying a cent.
Wow.
By the way, and it was all from a picture. She used some of my tactics on that post. And she always says, you got to be strong as an aircraft carrier, but nimble like a speedboat. And, you know, you got to, like Bob said in that podcast,
you got to know when to pivot.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to.
Right.
And another piece was, somebody said one time, if it's not making you money in 6 months, then kill it. I've had projects that I've had to kill, didn't want to, but it's right. it's just, I love it, but the audience doesn't. So away it goes.
So what's next for Tim Burt Media? Have you sort of reached the perfection point, your sweet spot, and everything's working like, well, no.
Oh, God, no.
No, okay.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
What's
the vision for the future of Tim Burt Media?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the minute that I think that everything's running fine, I'm in trouble. Because it's never running just fine.
Yeah, why is that, darn it? Why does that have to be?
I'll tell you why, because the world moves too fast now. 20, 30 years ago, BI, before internet,
right?
We didn't really have these problems. We waited on Wall Street to come down with some massive news. Coca-Cola is going to do this or GE is going to do that. You know what I mean? Now, I mean, it's right there.
Yeah. It's right there and it moves fast. Like a
freight. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm at the computer I say 15 to 18 hours a day, and that's no joke. You know, I am at the computer because I'm either taking a course or I'm taking another course or I'm trying, you know, or I'm all through the internet and on any given day, you know, even with news sites and whatnot, just to see what's happening. Like, you know, I just found out now, you know, there's going to be a new iteration coming up with Instagram, and now they're going to be bringing it on desktop. And so, you know, all these different things, which I'm very excited about, by the way, because I'm not a huge fan of doing everything on the phone. I'm just not, you know, we're probably a little old school that way. And I like that, you know, I can budget, you know, but then I can't do everything. Like some people just live all day on the phone and do their email on the phone. I can't do
it. Yeah. I can't do that either.
My fingers are too fat or whatever the hell. I just don't want to do it that way. I don't want to do it that way. So you've got to keep your ear to the ground.
This burying your head in whatever website or social platform.
What about networking events? What do you find value there?
To kind of get back to the core of the question, more speaking, that's really kind of my hyper focus right now is that in my podcast, which is I'm blasting that out everywhere. I want to be on like every literal podcast platform that there is. But here's my business model, which is a little odd. I'll go speak for free or I'll do a paid event, but I will get more business coming out of that from people coming up to me going, hey, can you help me? Because here's the thing. I can sell you programs, some of my programs and courses. Right. The average completion rate of a course, an online course, is 13%. 13%. So am I going to sit here and just grind these things out when people aren't watching them? And then they resent me because they go, well, I didn't really get what I was looking for.
Sure.
And then they feel bad and they're never going to buy anything from me again. If you buy something from me at a talk, my big package is I get you on the phone and we do a 3-hour deep dive.
Yeah. Right.
And I want to know everything. That is going to give you more value. It's going to let me know exactly what's going on with you and your competition. I'm like you. I got to hear you on the phone or I get you on Skype or Zoom or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I work better in the room. Isn't that funny? I can't, I get it. This is great, but this would have been a whole different interview had we been in the same room. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
This has been a great interview. I think it's been awesome. We've given some great value and people are going to come back to you, to your site. They're going to come back to mine. But if we had been in the same room, there would have been a different type of connection.
Oh yeah.
You're still not my cousin because you are, but it just, the feeling is a little bit different and you know that. And I know that. Because we have been in media for the last 30 years and we know we've seen the changes as they happen.
Dramatic.
Yeah, dramatic. So let's have a parting word of advice. The last parting word of advice, marketing advice from Tim Bird, who happens to be an absolute guru when it comes to marketing and everything that has to do with bettering and up-leveling your business. So I think the man really, you really need to be listening to this gentleman right here. I'm so glad that you took the time to come on because this has been a value for my listeners. Thank you.
It's an honor and a privilege for me. So thank you. And then we're going to flip the roles here in just a little bit.
I know.
And then I get to put the heat to you. The one thing I would say,
be gentle with me.
Well, like only a cousin can. Yes. The one thing I would say is, here's one thing I ask business owners, and I talked about this with Bob. I said, if you think the last 10 years were scary with all of the advents and the changes,
What are the next 5 going to be like?
20 to 10 to 20 to now?
Yep.
Leaps and bounds like we couldn't imagine.
Yep.
You've got to always stay on the forefront. And I don't mean sitting there looking at news sites for 10 hours a day going, okay, they're doing this. Just like we said earlier, have your ear to the ground. Yep. Because if you don't, you're going to get run over. And you've got to know your customer to the point where you can almost know what underwear they're wearing.
Yeah.
That's how you, and then once you figure out your customer and you know what their habits and their patterns are, then you can speak to them in a way that's resonant and evocative. Absolutely. And really pull them over to your side.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Tim Bird, everybody up there in Missouri. Aren't you in Missouri?
Yes, ma'am.
Brr.
It's not warm today.
It's not warm?
No.
New. Have you got a lot of snow? Yes.
This says it is 28.
Sorry, but just, it's January 21st of 2020. So it's been snowing. I know the Newfoundland is in a state of emergency because I've got friends up there are sending me pictures that are unbelievable, the amount of white stuff that fell. And this is why we live in Phoenix, Arizona, people. I'm sorry to say, but this is why I live here. Philadelphia girl that knows what cold means and what it's all about. And I much prefer sweating my tuchus off in the summer than being real, real cold in the winter. So, sir, I can't thank you enough again for being on my show. It's meant the world to me and I will be seeing you again very, very soon. Thanks.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at InspiredNewsRadio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, InspiredNewsRadio.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need. People who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces. Thanks everybody for stopping by. That's it for this episode, but I do want to thank all of my audio engineers. I want to thank Kat Rivera, Ramon Martinez, and Justin Turner, who never let me down week to week. All right, everybody, that's it. Again, as I said, don't forget to go in, sign up for my newsletter at clarissabert.com. Don't forget, audible.com, great for learning and listening. You're going to want to listen to my podcast on Inspired News Radio. Huge thanks to our sponsors. I want to thank Clarissa Travel Club, First Direct Financial, Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, and of course, our friends over at Inspired News Radio. Until the next time, everybody.